Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of Life Radio. I'm Kimberly Saavedra, and I am hosting this program this evening about your personal experiences with two of the most favorite people in my life, Dr. Betty Kovac and Janet Mayer. We'd like to welcome you to the show. We missed being with you last month when the U.S. was celebrating a Thanksgiving, so it's been a while, and everyone has a story to share, and we would like to hear from you. We invite you to call in and share your personal experiences that defy mainstream thinking. And join us, please, as we explore the types of experiences that people have, what they mean, how we can integrate them into our daily lives. And all the mediums provide a valuable connection to deceased. This show centers around your direct experiences, which do not involve a medium. So, the telephone numbers that you can call in to add a comment, a question, share an experience are 888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831. And hi, Betty and Janet.
Hello, and I see we already have a caller.
Yes, we do. Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
Okay, Lisa, hi. Thanks for calling us from New Jersey.
Hi, how is everybody today?
We're good. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. I'm well, thank you. Happy holidays. I have a situation. I wanted verification, if that's okay, because it just kind of amazes me. I know that you can't kill spirit, that it never dies. I've always known that, I thought when people died when I was little, they got shorter and shorter in my neighborhood, and I thought they just got so short they disappeared because I kept getting so tall. but as life turned around, people who pass over have come to me to talk to me and tell me stuff for other people. And I've shared it, and I share it, and I don't think anything about it because it's not my message, it's theirs. It's their message, and it comes to me, and I'm blessed enough to hear it, and sometimes they're yelling at me to, say something. But so I just do this. But I'm noticing lately, it's very unusual, that there's been a few times this has happened. Now, I don't seek people out or anything. But when somebody's talking, the person that crossed over will come, and, somebody had their hand on somebody's face the other night. And I was like, what's that about? And I asked him, what's with the hand on your face? And that was his father, and we were talking about his father, and it was his father. Very cool. But the other day, something happened, and somebody asked me a question if I would do reading. I was like, well, I could do it, if she needs help. But I got the message that the father needed to, he was processing, because he had just crossed over. He was processing. And the daughter needed to deal with her own feelings about that, and it wasn't about connecting with the father as much as it was about her dealing with her issues of losing him and the grief. So, I shared with my relative, that message, and the father just seemed like he was just like there, and I was saying to myself, I need three drawers. I just need three drawers to organize because I've moved and everything is disheveled. I don't really have furniture. I just need three drawers, and I went out to throw out the garbage. And there was a dresser. It was four drawers. The top one was broken, and there were three drawers. And I just needed temporarily. And I kind of felt the message was, I'm thanking you. And this has happened before, that I gave somebody a message, and then, I was able to get a ride easy because I don't drive. I can't drive with my eyes. And I was able to, miraculous things just happen. And the message is, we're thanking you. And I'm kind of really? I mean, I'm sure it's true, but I don't do it to get anything. I just do it to do it. But have you ever heard of them being able to, I mean, it seems that they're being able to gift me something small. You know, it's nothing humongous, but it's like, yes, that's what I needed. Like, oh my gosh, I needed help with that. Anybody ever hear anything like that?
I mean, I have. I feel like that when you get something like that, it's almost, I don't want to say coincidence, but I want to say it's like the synchronized universe kind of wrapped around you, that when you're in the flow and you're doing something right, something comes back for you. And I feel like that that is a way that spirit can work or maneuver or make things, you know, happen, because they, it's not that they, you know, pushed a dresser up there so that you could walk out and find it. It's more of, okay, what can we do? You know, if you're helping someone, you know, we can try to be there in a way to help you as well. And I feel like it's kind of like it works out because you're doing something that is being helpful and something that's a part of you, and that the universe is giving back to you in a way. And whether it is like a specific loved one, it, you know, it very much could be. It could be anyone. But I just feel like, you know, I do think things like that happen all the time, because that's the way that, you know, it, I mean, you, I'm sure you've heard of things like when people say something moved in their house. I've had things move a lot of times right before a reading. And I, so to me, it's a sign. And so to me, I look at it for you, they're giving you a sign. And in this case, it is like a thank you. You know, we appreciate, or we see what you're doing. You know, you're paying attention to what's going on around you and in the world you live in. And here, you know, and whether they plant it, you know, help plant that thought in your head to say, hey, you know, you're thinking, you keep thinking about this dresser, you need this three-door dresser, and then, you know, something else is going on in the background, and all of a sudden it comes together, and it's perfect. It fits perfect for you. And it's kind of like, I do feel like that is, you know, kind of a nod from spirit saying, oh, hey, yeah, we're still around, so keep paying attention, because we'll keep bringing things up to you. So I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, and you know, Janet, I would just like to add very quickly that I think that it is absolutely a law of the universe that when we give forth something out of the love of our hearts for the good, the universe always reciprocates. I think it's very interesting in your case that it was symbolically there, I mean, or literally, that you really could see it coming right back to you. But I think it is definitely a law of the universe that we cannot give without that circling back to us.
It's the circle of life.
Well, and you know what else is really cool is like you said, Betty, is that it was physical. It's something physical. And I love that, because so many people feel that when a loved one passes, that there's nothing physical that's going to ever happen again. But it does happen. You know, it happens often. And a lot of times people brush it off or blow it off and say, oh, well, you know, it was this, it was that. But I feel like Lisa is in tune. So therefore, she's paying attention. And the other side knows that and also recognizes that. And so they know they can send her something physically in a way, you know, how they did. But at the same time, then she's aware of it. And I think that that's really big, too, is that you can acknowledge it.
Yeah, great. True. I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I really hear them like, thank you. You know, I heard like the thank you. And I'm like, am I imagining it? I know. I don't think I am, but it's just like, it's kind of wild. It just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
But it's great.
And the physical, and he even said he could feel his father. He gave the hug that he used to do cheek to cheek as a kid. As a child, he would be held by his father, and his father would walk him around the apartment. They go like in a big circle around the apartment, cheek to cheek. And that's where he was sitting. And his father, and he can still feel his father today. And it was just so interesting that he remembered. Mm-hmm. It was such a poignant time in his life for both his father and himself. And it still lingers to this day, many years later.
Think how wonderful it is, though, someone from the other side having someone who can help them make that connection.
Mm. Right.
That's it.
Right.
Certainly.
And that you're paying attention. You know, that's, I say that all the time, that when you know, people pay attention to what's going on around them, whether it's in, you know, this world or in the spirit world, that if you're paying attention and you're open to it, that you, you know, you receive all kinds of information and kind of little gifts, which basically, you know, the dresser is a gift for you. But, you know, just keep at it, keep paying attention and connecting and, you know, going from there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling me, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. Take care.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
You too. To you.
Good, creative New Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Janet,
may
about
I
the
share my saying?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
May 2024 find you in good health and joy to your core.
Thank you.
And same to you.
Health and joy
to the core.
To the core. All the way. I love it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. We can all use that.
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Along the lines of paying attention that you always focus on, Janet, there is a quotation that speaks to like tuning into the channels through which we might perceive, experience spirit. And it's a quote from Silver Birch: those who love you will prove their presence despite the incident of death if you give them the opportunity and provide them with the right channels.
I love that.
That is good. That's beautiful. That's true.
And you always are saying, Janet, we have to open those channels by paying attention.
it just seems so simple when I say that, because people are like, well, I'm paying attention. And you're like, well, you know, you may be paying attention, but I think there's a way of opening up when, you know, you lose a loved one and you simply, sometimes people are thinking, well, I really want a sign from them, but I don't want them to come this way. And I don't want it to happen that way. And I don't want this and I don't want that. And so, you know, if you sit down and you basically tell your loved one, hey, you know, I really want to have a connection with you. I really would, you know, really, really love that. And I, you know, I really miss you, but, you know, I'm a little afraid in this sense. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't appear to me, you know, if you could come in a way that, you know, that I would be comfortable in would be good, you know, and because I've had people, you know, lots of spirits come through in different ways. And I think it's really important that people kind of put it out there and let them, you know, let their loved ones know that, you know, I'm willing to connect, show me a way that will be comfortable for me, and, you know, leave it up to them because they know you and they're not going to steer you wrong. They love you and they're going to, you know, try to be there for you and give you some comfort or some kind of validation. And it could happen spontaneously. It could be happening when you're in a meditation. It could happen in a dream. You know, there's so many different ways that, you know, our loved ones can come through. And so we just have to be open to that relationship. So when you're paying attention, it's kind of being open in a way, but also do, you know, I mean, I'm not saying walk around all day looking for, you know, okay, what's here? What's there? What's that? Oh, I want to, you know, I want a sign. I want this. I want that. Just be open to it and know when the time is right, they're going to come through and they're going to give you something. And, you know, and you'll probably be surprised, or you may, you know, like even like Lisa said, you know, you're just shocked when something happens, like, oh my gosh, how could that possibly happen? Mm-hmm. But it does. It does happen. You guys both know that. It does happen.
Yes, it does. And it can be very overt or it can be very subtle, you know,
mm-hmm.
in a multitude of ways.
And it might be that there are degrees of openness, like, you know, degrees of relaxation where you think, oh, I'm relaxed. And it's like, well, what about this? Like, oh, okay. And then, or like even breathing in and out, and you think you're doing it, and you're just like, that's not quite relaxed. And you can, oh, I can take it down a little further. And now, this is better. I'm deeper in this.
Yeah, state. It's so true. So true.
That's true. But it also can happen when, you know, like I have a lot of energy, as you know, I'm very hyper. And, mm-hmm. and even when I meditate, sometimes you just have to hit that place, that it's just that place. And then something will come through and it's like, okay, you know, and it's just, you know, we have to remind ourselves that we really are so much more than just, you know, these human beings. And, you know, our culture didn't teach us that a lot, you know, over the years. It's changed over the years, as, you know, Betty, you have mentioned that numerous times and in your book. And I think that, you know, we're trying to bring it back. And I think that this is a really good show too, to show people that I love when they call in and share a story, and then someone else can hear it and know, you know, it's not just us talking about it. There's a whole bunch of people out there. And I think we have another caller.
We do have another caller. Welcome, Michelle. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
We're grateful.
So, my family's had a lot of tragedies in the last year. We've lost two children, and a parent, and another parent is in the process of transitioning right now. I'm wondering, like, with all of this trauma, is there like a possibility that you're too bereft maybe to get signs?
You know, Michelle, I hear a lot that from the other side, I have heard people tell me this, that the other side lets them know that they're so deep in grief that they can't quite get through. And I myself had the experience. I was experiencing my son from the other side, but he told my husband that I needed to, in this case, he used let go, but it was let go of the grief, that horror of missing him, and that I would see that I could then really be free to hear him. So I think that from many quarters I have heard that, yeah, it's just somehow to deal with the grief in a way that we can still be open. It's hard in the beginning, I think.
Yeah. No, I think exactly, Betty.
Yeah, so much is going on that, you know, that really makes us all stop and think, and, you know, children and parents. I mean, it's, yeah, the grief has got to be great, because that's in a family, you know, in a family unit. And it's so much you're experiencing at the same time that it's got to be difficult. And right. That, sometimes
it's
it takes a
horrible.
While. I could believe that.
Mm-hmm. No, and especially when, you know, and I don't want to just say especially when there's multiples, but when it just keeps happening and happening, it's like you don't have time to take a breath, you know, and settle in to just that one, you know, one loss. And so they're kind of, you know, like you said, they're just coming in waves, and it can be overwhelming. And mm-hmm. so, you know, just stay kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself and know that when the time is right, it will happen, and it will happen in the way it is supposed to. And, you know, I know that, you know, and believe me, you know, you want that connection, you want something. And I, you know, we all do. I understand that totally. But you also have to just have the patience of knowing that they will come through, whichever one of them will come through when the time is right and give you a sign. And you may be in your grief, and you may be in a moment of, you know, the space in between where you can, you know, take it in. And if for any reason you feel like you didn't catch something, don't worry about it. It will always come back. I always say that, you know, when spirit rings the door, or they knock on the door, and if you don't answer, they're going to come back, and they will come back, and they will make sure that in some way they give you, you know, some kind of, you know, connection. And it will be in their own way. And you know, you can ask them for a certain thing, or even in a dream, you know, something that would be like, if, you know, you're overwhelmed by, you know, all the pain and the sorrow and the sadness, and when you're sleeping, you know, you can ask them to come through in that way, and maybe start off that way. And it may happen, it may not, but it's just being open to whatever way they can come through, you know, during this time for you. But it is hard. And I feel for you, because you can see that it's like one after another, and it's just overwhelming. And you're just kind of like, somebody come through, give me something, give me some hope. But they are there. And, you know, you don't know what's going on the other side either. They could be, you know, getting ready and welcoming somebody in. You know, I've had that already in an experience where, you know, there were people gathering, and I couldn't understand what was going on. And I had my husband go out, and we had to drive around to different people's homes, because I'm like, I know it's going to happen. I know, you know, and as a medium, and not knowing at the time everything I knew now, I was so overwhelmed. But what they were trying to let me know is that they, on the other side, groups of them were gathering together to welcome somebody in who was getting ready to come over. And I realized that moment, that time, gave me such peace after that. After, you know, at the time, it was very freaky and scary. But afterwards, I realized it gave me a lot of peace and made me realize that even on the other side, there are spirits that are gathering to help those come over or to be there and welcome them. So maybe they're also busy doing something that we don't understand, or they're learning how to connect with us in a different way. And that could also be, you know, I mean, you know, just because, you know, we could talk to them here, you know, when it's coming through the other, from the other side, they have to show us in a way that they can send it through. And if they have a lot going on and they're trying to send signs, you know, it can take a while, but it, you know, just try to stay open and just continue to be kind to yourself and know that it's okay. Something, you know, someone will come through and give you a sign in some way. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I would want to add to what Jen, don't go away. I wanted to just say, Michelle, that we do have to go through the grief too. And the grief can be a very creative process. In spite of the fact that it hurts so much, the grief has, I've come to realize that it's a dynamic process. If we allow ourselves to experience it, it will take us to another, I think, higher state of understanding. I wasn't aware of it, but there were several people died in my family, and I felt I was going through it, but I was really trying to stay afloat as well, or swim, you know, keep my head above water.
Exactly.
And, yeah. that's your feeling. And I had to then have dreams in which I observed myself as another person grieving to the depths, and it was reflecting back to me that creative process. I mean, it's so painful, but I think it's a creative process. You know, it's if you kind of can trust that grief, that terrible pain, I think we do have to go through it, you know, and they may be on the other side. Of course, as Janet said, doing so many things, who knows, but they also know that we have to go through our process too. And they probably are present, you know, the spirit of them with you. But, you know, it's a lot of work on both mm-hmm. sides, I think, mm-hmm. to get through something like this.
I was blessed to get some messages from my son, who, I mean, he was my youngest, but only boy, and my youngest biological child, and so he and I were really, really close, and I was blessed to get some pretty detailed messages, and I'm just waiting to see if I can, you know, hear from the others. But
well, and you know what, you may hear from him again, you may hear more messages from him, you never know.
I hope I never stop. I didn't know if that was a thing either. Is there a point in time where you just don't get any more messages from somebody?
No,
because
no.
I've gotten several
well,
from him.
Hear on that. Mm-hmm. It's not, I think, Janet, you were going to say no. That's a fear that we have. Oh, will it just come right after and later not? And I think that messages have come many, many years after the passing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And definitely just stay open to it. I had a grandmother that came through to me over 20 years after she passed. And I mean, talk about surprise.
That's so good. Mm.
So, I mean, yes, they can come at any time and they can come in any way. And, you know, and it's not that they will or won't. It's just, you know, if you're staying open to that, you know, connection, and, you know, you can even just ask them, hey, you know, if there's anything, you know, you want to tell me or I need to know, you know, please, you know, come through. And you just leave it open and you see where it goes. But yeah, there's no time, you know, frame of it only happens for this long, because believe me, they come through, you know, numerous times. So that's
thank you.
You know,
And you know, also, I think when there's several people who are going at the same time, who are very close to us, we have the question of why? What is the larger meaning of this? I think there always is, and that's worth contemplating, you know, and they might have answers for you that could be quite comforting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
That is, I haven't thought of that before, but yeah. Yeah, I will keep, I have asked for a very obscure sign and I got it. I was shocked. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So that's wonderful. That was amazing to me. That's when I became like a real, that's when I wasn't questioning myself anymore. Like, am I imagining this?
Oh,
there was
so
no
good.
Questioning.
So. That's so good when we have something that we just cannot question.
Right. That's wonderful.
So, well, my heart is really with you, Michelle. I just, there's always a great meaning in these constellations of deaths, I think. And I hope and think you will be hearing from them.
Yeah.
I really
well, and I think
appreciate.
Too. Oh, go on.
I'm sorry. I just really appreciate hearing from all of you because, or being able to talk to all of you because it's been, I haven't gone to a medium yet. I do want to do that, but it's hard to know who to trust. So it's been
right. Well, we appreciate you calling in because it also, it helps all the other people that are listening. And I think that, you know, it's kind of, it becomes a shared experience in a way that when, you know, you're sharing that you've had, you know, something, a validation that, you know, you've gotten it and you no longer, you know, question it. I think that's amazing because too, it's helping someone else out there that's saying, well, you know, I really think I got one and I know I got one, but then I told so-and-so and they pushed it down and said, that can't be. And now I'm wondering, and I'm always like, no, you know, your experience is your experience and what you were given was a gift. And I'm really happy that you received the validation and you're also sharing it so other listeners can hear it. And they can, you know, they can feel some comfort in it, knowing that there's a lot of people out there that are receiving, you know, different signs in different ways. And it doesn't have to be extraordinary because every sign actually is extraordinary. And sometimes when we say that at the beginning, but it is a personal extraordinary experience. And to share that with other people is important because it's kind of, we're all changing the narrative and letting people know this happens. So stay open because, you know, chances are it's going to happen to you. So definitely, you know, we do appreciate you calling in.
Immensely.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle.
Take care of yourself.
That's right. All of you.
I will.
Yes. All of you.
Yes. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You know, there was another report from Victor and Wendy Zammit. I always look at their pictures. The pictures always are so beautiful. But I thought this was so important, and it's appropriate now to read it, I think. It's also, it's from a former priest who's on the other side through a medium. And he says this from the other side after he's died, never was it intended that the two worlds, ours and yours, should be as they are now, so far apart in thought and contact. The day will assuredly come when our two worlds will be closely interrelated, when communication between the two will be a commonplace of life. And then the great wealth of resources of the spirit world will be open to the earth world to draw upon for the benefit of the whole human race. Mm. I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I was just writing today about ancient Egyptian practices, and the priest would get in touch with the land and carry that in their consciousness and then go in vision to the spirit world and let them feel that spirit of the land so that that opened the doors of the spirit world so it could flow into the land. I mean, even so. As basic as that. And then, of course, they themselves would go to the spirit world and actually experience a death to this world and experience that world so that they could fuse the two in their own consciousness. But even stated in a different way, it is that we will create, and I think we are today, all of us are working to create those channels, better and better spiritual technology, so that these two worlds can be connected. I don't think either, not for a moment, that we are to have the distance between them that we do today. And that's because of a very fraudulent and limited worldview that there's nothing but matter. And we're overcoming that with quantum physics and direct spiritual experiences. We know that there is a spirit world, and we are really trying to develop ways of opening that world and having them so that our communication will be commonplace. I don't particularly like that word because it's always so special, but I mean that it would be something that we could expect and know how to achieve, but have those definite channels or spiritual technology. I think we're developing that now.
Well, and Betty, you were saying that was in the ancient Egyptian, like a priest, and it made me think of even the Native Americans. You know, they're the same way with the land and being one with the land and connecting. And I think that's, you know, there's definitely like a pattern through history if we only pay attention, you know.
And in the ancient world, they knew all of the elements needed to create a sacred space, like a temple or just a sacred space in nature, where given those elements coming together in the way they knew how to bring them together, that it would be very easy to be in touch with the other world. The temple was that place where water and electromagnetic energy and orientation with the stars, the cosmos, and the human body, all of these, the other elements too, which I don't remember right now, but at any rate, all of these elements go together in such a way to create a temple so that when we walk in, we are able to be connected to the other world. I love it. That's part of the technology we have to rediscover today.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. I think because, too, we've put so many boundaries, you know, within what we are supposed to believe or how we're supposed to act or what we're supposed to do and what we can't get. And I think that, you know, one thing with this is that it's reminding people to be open, that we can, you know, bypass those boundaries. We're limitless, you know, ignore those limitations that we're, you know, put on us of what we can and are we can and can't do, and actually start doing what we are able to do, right?
Yes. Yeah, because those limitations, we've been taught that. And that's why we exist, really, for people to come and say what they've experienced, because we could say it to so many people and be put down. And just even though we don't want to believe them, somehow that energy hurts us and is negative. Mm-hmm. And so
shuts us down in some ways.
It does. Yeah, it kind of, it decreases the frequency. Mm-hmm. And it's hurtful. So we have to be careful with whom we speak about these matters.
That's right.
That's true. That's true. Wow.
I'd like to give the phone numbers again.
Oh, good.
So that we can just have more opportunities to provide the reassurance and the validation, the comfort that comes with knowing what is real. So please give us a call, 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. And Betty, when you were talking, I think it was to Michelle in the beginning, was it the experience about pull up the anchor?
That was, yes.
Maybe that would be really, I thought that would.
I really thought I was doing a great job.
staying
afloat, surviving. And then my husband had a vision with our son in which he said, please tell mom to pull up the anchor. You know, and so there was something I was doing that was anchoring the ship.
As I remember, you were trying to hold on to the physical. You missed the physical so much. And it was like, if you pull up the anchor, you will experience more of me. Maybe yeah. Pulling up the anchor was somehow of kind of relieving yourself in some ways that you might have been able to of
some of the grief so it would kind of open up some more channels in you or something?
Well, the thing that was is I thought I had let the physical go. I thought I was, you know, I was under the impression I was doing pretty well. But the message was that there was that in me. I don't know if it's holding onto the physical, but holding so much onto all that the essence of who he was and wishing it were present, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it was much more than I was aware of. And yes, a nice thing was is that if I pull up the anchor and the ship goes, that I will experience so much more. But, you know, it was, and I've said this before, about Goethe's Faust II, in which the Faust is right in that situation of wanting to hold on. And we all experience this, so much wanting to hold on to a moment that is so beautiful, is so deeply felt within us, or with someone we love, or whatever the moment is. And Goethe has Faust say, when he comes to one of those moments, oh, linger, linger, thou art so beautiful. And he can't let it go. And the moment that he cannot let it go, he is in the grip of Mephistopheles, the negation of life. And that's what I was doing. I couldn't let it go, as I'm sure that Michelle is experiencing now and so many people are. Just how do you let something go so full of love and creativity and joy? But that is what gets us if we cannot let it go. And I had the experience with Pishti in which, you know, he said, let's look at every phase of my life. And so and then we were surfing on the ocean of life. And he kept saying to me, well, with each phase of his life that we'd come to, we would live it. And then he said, let it go.
Live it fully.
Live it fully. Then let it go. And there were times when I could do that. And then other times when I couldn't. And then I started to sink in the ocean. And he would say to me, let it go. You have lived it fully. Let it go. And then I would rise to the surface, you know, surface of the ocean of life. But it was really a lesson he was trying to teach me, is we have to let it go or we will drown. You know, mm-hmm. Let it go in a way that gives us back more than we could have imagined. Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes sense, too, because, you know, they talk about that in relationships, too. If you grip too tightly, you know what they say?
Yeah,
just
right.
You have to trust and release a little bit.
And we don't really quite realize that because it's such a natural thing to deeply long for the presence, the moment with the persons or persons we loved, that I think is quite a natural thing that we do that. And when we think we're doing really well, we might not be doing as well as we could. And then that is when life flows in a kind of eternal, continuous way. But to hold on to the moment or to what we think that we need to hold on to can sometimes be disastrous, because once we experience it fully, then let it go, we always have it. It's really present in us.
Right, right. Well, and I have something that it sounds similar to that as I had written, and I don't know if I found this in a book or I was writing something, but it had something about you can surrender to the feelings of not knowing or understanding, but simply believing. And I thought that was a really cool, you know, a really cool little quote there, because I thought that's so true, that we do have to let go to, you know, we want something so bad from a loved one. We want them to come through, that we need them to, we beg them. And it's like, you know, we have all those feelings and powerful feelings, and then we think we've let go. But if we surrender to the feeling of not knowing or understanding what it all is, what they're, where they're at, what they're doing, what they're going to tell us, but we just simply believe and know that they're going to come through at some point, then that also can give you a little bit of comfort or a little peace, knowing that they are around us. I mean, we know they're around us. You can sometimes feel them around you, and you may not be able to, you know, see them, but you know that they're there and in some way. And I think that, you know, they're doing what they can that's very intentional, and we're doing what we can to be open to letting go. And basically that's what I do in meditation is, you know, I just say, you know, I'm letting go and being open to the experience, whatever you want to share with me. And I think that that's really important because, you know, we always try to label or tell or say we want this or it should be like that. Or if it's not them because they wouldn't do this or that. But if we just open and we surrender to what they want to show us and give us, then, you know, that really starts opening the door too, because then they're willing to say, okay, you know, we're going to come through when we can and as soon as we can or in whatever way and let you know that we're here. And I think that that's really important too, is to, you know, allow yourself to have that experience.
Yes, I think it's good to remember that there are certain conditions, I would think, to have a synchronistic event. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of get things all lined up. But right. In the cosmos. But I would like to add, too, that certainly with time, the letting go becomes a natural process.
True. And
that has been a very important thing for me to have learned, that there's no longer with my own life, even, or others, not being able to let go. I think that, of course, age has something to do with that too, you know. But I think time helps us to learn how to live fully, then let it go. I mean, it's not easy, but right. And it does get a little easier.
Yeah, and I think too is, you know, everyone grieves differently. And when we remember that, when we're around other people who are grieving, or when we're in our grief and, you know, somebody's saying, oh, you need to go do this and you need to do that.
Yeah.
You just need to let them know, you know what? Everyone grieves differently. And right now I'm not in that place, but thank you. You know, and yeah, I think and that's know. Important too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to, the individual has to know what is creative and helpful for that for yourself. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think too, with, you know, especially getting through all these holidays, it's been very difficult for many, many people. And, you know, and I feel that, and I can definitely say I've been there. I've had a grandmother that passed many years ago on Christmas, and she was actually the one that came through like 20 years later. And, you know, she passed on Christmas. I also had my mother who passed shortly after Christmas. And so, yeah, the holidays are very difficult. And I think that makes it also difficult for people, even when they think, oh, I'm fine and it's going to be nice and this and that. And I think that they just need to do what they need to do. And even with the new year, you know, it's like, okay, we're starting a new year without a loved one. And, you know, you have to just be in your own place and feel all those emotions, let them filter through and move forward with it. Because I think that is, you know, part of the journey. I hate to say it that way, but it is. That's, you know, we all know that's part of the journey.
I agree. I was saying to Kim about, I think the older I get, the more difficult it is with the holidays of living kind of on the surface of life. I said, wouldn't it be wonderful, really, if as a culture, we recognized the winter solstice and the longest night and the birth of light? And how incredibly beautiful is the story of the birth of a child, of light within us. And I was saying, wouldn't it be wonderful if the culture itself celebrated that going deep within us, like in a sweat lodge and with the sage of incense, you know, and really going deep within us to connect with that darkness and the birth of light. I don't think it would be so hard for people who have lost loved ones if we truly celebrated the birth of light in us and in our culture. If we had those deep meditations focused on as a culture, I long for that. That would be, and then get together and eat and drink and laugh and talk. And, but to have that as our root experience, you know?
Something to celebrate.
Yeah, something truly to celebrate that we're connected to the darkness, and out of the darkness, this birth of light that is love and consciousness.
Right. Right. Yeah. I agree, Betty. I don't know. Well, I know that And this is kind of changing the subject a little from that, but I think it's important too to remind people that, you know, and I think Michelle was kind of showing it and letting us know is, you know, you have all these losses, or, you know, no matter if you have one or however many you have at a time, it's, you know, grief is the present. It's not they passed and now it's over. It's the present. And I think that was something that I was, you know, thinking about today, that is important to remind people that when they're going through something and they're like, well, you know, they passed a while ago, this and that. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Grief is still in the present. You're living in this moment without them. And you're, you know, now becoming, you know, you're not the same you anymore. You're trying to make your way through who you now are. And you're now a different person. And I think that, you know, people try to, you know, push that grief down or put it aside and say, well, you know, I understand it. But at the same time, you know, it's not in the past. It is still in the present. It's still with us, but we move forward and we're learning who we are now with that grief. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something important too, because it does change you. And people don't realize, you know, they're like, well, you know, my whole world changed. I wasn't, you know, we had all these plans. And at the same time, you're like, well, now everything's different. And the new you has emerged and now you have to find your way. Mm-hmm. And that's not always easy. So when you recognize your grief and that you are in grief, that you can start moving forward with it and start making new intentions. And, you know, maybe you're learning and you're growing and exploring and, you know, maybe becoming more spiritual because you want to connect with a loved one in your own way. And I think that, you know, if you do change, people change a lot. And I know a lot of times people say, well, they're so different after such and such happened. And you think, well, that's because, you know, they've gone through a grief and they're individual. And we have to remember that. And so I was thinking about that today, that I wanted to bring that up, because mainly with the holidays, you know, people a lot of times don't want to celebrate, or they, you know, don't want a part of it. And it's like, you know what? You need to honor that. People need to honor that and say, yeah, okay, I get it. You know, that's fine, and move on. So
I agree. Oh, we have someone else.
I think we have a caller. Yep.
Yes. I think you're right. Good evening, Debbie. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thank you. I think I just need to go ahead and put this out here. I am a medium now, but back when this happened to me, I didn't know that I could contact spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. This was years ago, a few years ago. I went to a medium and had a reading, and my father came through in the reading, and he told me that I needed to talk to my little brother and tell him that if he doesn't stop drinking so much, he is going to die. And so I thought, oh, gosh, that's tough. Anyway, so I went back home, and a couple of weeks later, I'm walking across the driveway of the house where my dad used to live. My mother still lived there. And I'm walking across the driveway. I look up, look out at the road, which is very unusual to do that. It's out in the country. I looked at the road. And there was my dad walking along, and I was like, "Okay, Dad, I'm gonna tell him. I really am gonna tell him." Oh, and finally, I did tell him. You know, I felt like that my dad was just checking in with me, but he was reminding me that, yeah. And my dad had been passed on for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years when that happened. And he had never come through until he came to that reading that I had with the medium. I had no experiences with him at all until he came through with that reading. Because one lady was asking, do they quit after so long or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. I thought it was pretty awesome, you know?
I do too. Uh-huh. He definitely wanted you to talk to him and going to see to it you did.
Was your brother open to it?
No, my brother, he just said, there's nothing going to hurt me. I'm doing fine. I do this every day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, exactly. You've got to stop this. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, if you're not ready to die, I suggest you stop it. And, he's like, it's nothing, Deb. It's barely anything in here anyway, you know, just minimizing the whole thing.
Well,
father wanted to do everything he could from the other side.
He got his message through, you know.
And then we have to make our own choice.
Then it's up to someone else what they do with it. But at least you received it and you delivered it. And you got a reminder, too, that you needed to get
like that. I like that,
Well, and I appreciate you calling in, Debbie, because it's really important to, you know, I like that you validate that, you know, your loved ones can come through. They can come through at any time. So it doesn't matter if it's been, you know, 6 months, 5 years, 10 years, 20, you know, they can come through, believe me. So
there's no time that. On the other side.
Right, right. That's true. That's true.
But gosh, all right. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You, thank you.
Oh, I know. Isn't that interesting when that happens and you're, you know, such an amazing, you know, story because, you know, she, like she said, she just happened to look up and there he was. And I think, you know, that's it. That's how it works. It can just happen that quick. And you, and I always think of, you know, really spirit and us, we're really just all vibration. It's just a vibration. So there's always energy out there moving around. And so I find that really interesting that that happened because, you know, and also I kind of wonder if, you know, her father was giving her a heads up about her brother that, you know, yes, of course, if he didn't stop, something would happen. But maybe he was also preparing her in a way, too, that, you know, hey, this is a good possibility this could happen. And, you know, and sometimes I think that can happen, too. They kind of give us a little bit of a premonition and they kind of give us a little support in a way that maybe we aren't necessarily thinking of, but it comes through later what it actually is. So, you know, that's something else to keep in mind.
That's true. Yeah. Very true.
So true. Yeah.
But I don't know. We're, you know, just trying to be here. And, you know, I always look at it like our loved ones are all around us and that they are always giving us little clues. And I know one time there was a woman and I think she called in and she was just like, well, I don't think they've come through or how, what if I'm missing it? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. They will come back. And I think that's important to remember.
Yeah. I like that you say it. Yeah. They will come back.
Yeah.
Keep on. Because they know they've been here. They know what we're living in.
And they have some intention in there.
They
in
have
their
an intention
initiation
there.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Right. Right. And then, and then, you know, and then on top of it is you have to trust what you receive, you know, even when it's, you know, amazing or it's very minimal and you're like, no, I don't think that happened. And you're like, no, I think it did happen. And just, you know, I always tell people too to write it down. You know, if you, something comes through that you think came through, write it down and date it. You know, you can time it. And then as if it starts happening more, then you start to see a pattern. You know, you might start to see a pattern on a certain day or after something happened, you know, that you do all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's a good way to do it too, you know, to kind of pay attention that way.
Right.
But
just learn what works.
That's right.
By paying attention.
That's
and
right. How much do we have, Kim?
About 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes.
Oh. So, okay.
I thought the time was up.
No,
you know, I was thinking that sometimes when something comes from someone else, I had that the other day. I don't have time to really tell the story, but just what the person very perceptive and saw something behind me that was a symbol of what I'm doing, and it was like a confirmation of it. And he felt it was definitely coming from my son. And I think I thought, well, that's kind of interesting as coming from someone else, because that way, for some who knew nothing about what I'm doing, it kind of was a confirmation too, not coming from me. You know, I couldn't say,
right.
Yeah, well, I just, you know. So
well, that's kind of cool. That's really cool, Betty. You know,
Yeah, I like that. I'll tell this one time.
And you always pay attention, so that's really important too. Is that you acknowledge it back, you know, with them? So that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
True enough. Well, I think that we wish from our side here that we will all have a wonderful, creative, and I hope the earth can be more peaceful in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And that we'll continue our work of developing channels to be in touch with the other world.
Yes, I hope so too. Are we ready for our prayer for the evening?
Yes, please, Janet. Thank you.
Okay. May all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey.
Thank you, Janet. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.